to help.
Are you working with the SPCA?
No. I used to belong to all humane societies, practically. But now I just go out on my own. I spend at least $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And
feeding animals.
You're direct, and I know just exactly where my money goes, exactly where it's needed, and right now.
And what do you do with the animals? Surely they follow you.
Well, right now, there's a lot of people that are against what I'm doing. A lot of people would like to perhaps cut my throat. Others call me an angel, you know.
Yes.
I have several sections in the city where I feed pigeons and birds who are hungry. And practically every pigeon standing on the ground has two little babies up in the tree someplace.
Right.
And they have to be fed.
Hmm.
And my heart's just full of love for anything that needs a friend, anything that's alive.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
So if we had more people like myself, we wouldn't have any wars, and, people wouldn't cheat one another, and people would never lie.
Yes, well, let's not get into a philosophical discussion about the pros and cons of this sort of thing, but I do appreciate it, and I'm sure the animals do, the work that you're doing. But then, after all, what's the SPCA for?
Oh, well, they can't do everything.
Yeah.
They do as much as they can. For instance, I called them once, there was a cat to be picked up on 62nd Street.
Let's not cast aspersions against the SPCA.
No, they're doing fine work, but I mean, they can't do everything.
Yes, indeed.
And,
okay.
The work I'm doing, they don't do this type of work.
No.
But they do other things that I can't do, you see?
Yes, indeed they do.
So everything is necessary and in its place.
Well, I hope that you can find someone to help you, Mrs. Chipley.
If I don't solicit in some way and try to get in touch with people that I'm not aware of right now, how can I otherwise?
Well, how do people contact you and tell you about the animals that need a home or need food?
Well, Raymond Lopez. He's about the biggest wig here in this city that's doing this work.
Yes.
And he's the one who needs hospitalization, but is most likely will drop dead any moment because he hasn't been able to get away, and he won't let go of his work until he could get someone to take his place, perhaps for a week or so, but he can't do it.
Yes, but he is a self-appointed personal version of the SPCA, isn't he?
Well, this is true, but we're doing just as much good in our own private, individual way. We're sort of associated. We call ourselves the Humane Associates.
Mm-hmm. And how many animals do you have?
Well, I don't have any in my home, but Raymond has, because where I live, they won't permit it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have thousands of them.
Yes, of course.
That
you feed all the time. Well, that's
I'm helping them.
Most interesting.
See?
It's certainly a first as far as...
I certainly wouldn't spend more than 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by speaking to me, you can see that I'm intelligent. There's nothing wrong with my mind.
Oh, heavens, no, of course not. I wasn't...
I wouldn't spend that much time every day if I wasn't helping them.
Yes,
And I have plenty of them waiting for me every day.
Yes, indeed.
Stand, wait, and wait for hours. And you know they won't go away until you come, unless it gets dark.
Yes, but you know what conditioned reflex is, don't you? Conditioned reflex. You have trained these animals now to expect to be fed at such a time, and so you've taken on a responsibility yourself, haven't you?
This is true.
That's what happens when you become a self-appointed SPCA. I'm not criticizing your work. Mrs. Chipley, I think it's an admirable task, and you've done it out of the good of your heart.
Well, I tell you, there are many people doing these things. There are many.
Good. Well, let's hope that we'll be able to get a lot of people to call you at Madison 8, 9868.
That's right.
Any of our people who feel as strongly as you do about the animals that are roaming around the streets without a home, why, anyone who wants to help you in your project, Mrs. Chipley, can call you in Los Angeles at Madison 8, 9868.
Yes. Before noon or after 7 p.m.
Okay, dear, thank you so much.
I go to sleep late.
I thank you very much for your call.
Indeed.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Hey, Ants, can I help you? You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Well, my name is Dick Burton, and I'm in Los Angeles, California, and the California area, and we've been working with a number of the FM radio stations.
Yes, sir.
Area.
Yeah.
And we're actually selling a piece of equipment designed to make FM better.
Hold it.
Okay.
This is radio station KADS, broadcasting at 103.5 megacycles in FM. from the CalFed building high atop the Wilshire Miracle Mile in Los Angeles.
If you're single, chances are there's someone for you at Informatics. The Informatics computer dating story was viewed by millions on national TV and acclaimed the greatest social breakthrough in our generation. By joining Informatics, you'll meet new and exciting people every week, people who are just right for you. With Informatics' exclusive formula of extensive compatibility testing, professional counseling, and modern computer processing, you can be assured of a perfect match every time. He could be a doctor or a lawyer. She could be an actress, a secretary, or an airline hostess. Informatics represents almost every profession and age group. So don't let another lonely weekend go by. Join Informatics and start enjoying life. For a personal interview, including a complimentary compatibility test, call Informatics in Beverly Hills at Crestview 17255. You're under no obligation, so call now. Crestview 17255. Call direct or collect. Crestview 17255.
North Hollywood's toll-free telephone number is 981-6200.
The previous call, ladies and gentlemen, was someone who has had something to do with improving the reception or making it easier to read the meters here. It had nothing to do with offering any one of you listeners a bargain or anything to do with our current format. It was something purely business, and that's why I took him off the air, for I'm sure it didn't interest you very much indeed. Webster 71035 is the number to call for your free instant want ad on the world's first and only all want ads radio station, KADS. If you live in Orange County, the number call is 523-2101. In Santa Monica and the San Fernando Valley, 981-6200. In South Bay, 6791796. And in Long Beach, 5371-520. The lines are open. Your call is always welcome in KADS country.
Take the freeway to Spain and Australia? Incredible but true. Beginning September 15th, you can motor to 22 picturesque foreign lands. You'll find them in the International Pavilion at the Los Angeles County Fair. And you'll find much more to intrigue and entertain you at the fair. The Midway, the Circus, the Rodeo, Storybook Farm, the Sports Show, Science USA, the Flower and Garden Show, too. Be prepared for fun. Plan now to visit the Big Fun Fair and Exposition of Progress, the Los Angeles County Fair in Pomona. Open September 15th.
If you live in Compton, call KADS toll-free 537-1520.
Good evening. You're on the air on KADS.
Well, good evening. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about radios in general, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about radio as it is today and talking about FM in general.
Are you sure it was I?
No, I heard you. I was listening to the program, and you were talking to someone about an AM/FM radio. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about FM stereo in general.
Yeah.
And
what do you have to sell?
Well, we get involved with FM radio stations and the equipment to monitor, make sure that you put out a good, clean signal so that the people actually get what they should be listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked with a number of stations in the area.
Yeah.
In FM stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully someday we'll see KADS in FM stereo. And we just want to talk a little bit to your people and let them know that as of September 1st, the Federal Communications Commission has deemed it necessary for the stations to have a new piece of equipment in, and which they'll be able to assure the listening public of a better broadcast service than they've had in previous years.
And what's that piece of equipment?
This is what we call a monitor. It's just like you have over on the wall in the control room. Probably looking at it now. It tells you what you're modulating and so on and so forth.
No, I was doodling at the moment.
You're doodling.
Yeah. as far as the piece of equipment that could ensure people a better program on FM, I would think a kill button would be about as good a piece of equipment and very cheap.
What kind of a kill button are you talking about?
One that would take, take useless types of programming off the air.
Listen, I'm for you because I came down the valley the other day and I must say something about what's happened to AM. It's pretty bad. And I think you should tell your listeners to quick go out and talk to their nearest car dealer and buy some good FM car radios. It's really a necessary thing. We should have them because the AM programming is terrible. If you want to listen to radio, you tune to FM.
Yeah.
And it's getting better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I do listen to KADS every once in a while when I'm in the area, and I just wanted to call up and say hello.
Well, I thank you, and
nothing to sell today. Just want to call up and say hello.
Well, fine. Are you with the FCC?
No, we're not with the FCC, but we build monitoring equipment for FM stereo radio stations.
Is it type approved?
It's type approved.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we'll be up to see you.
Well, I was canned the other day, so you won't see me.
You were canned the other day, so I won't see you.
That's right.
Well,
and anyway, I only have a third class ticket, and so I wouldn't be any criteria. The guy that you have to see here is Mr. Keith Trantow.
Keith Trantow.
Yes, he's our general manager.
Well, I've heard of him before, and so I'll give him
he's a nice guy.
A little notice, I tell him.
He's one of the best.
Will call up and say hello.
He's one of the best fellows I've ever known in all my broadcast experience.
Well, that's good to know.
And I'm not saying that under duress or anything, because he's just that kind of a guy. That's all.
Well,
I mean, he's under orders too. You see. So some of us are expendable, and some of us ain't.
Well, I know him many years ago. So I'll say hello for him.
All right.
Okay.
Right. And what's your name?
My name is Burden.
Burden?
Yes.
Why, you have a heavy one, don't you?
That's right.
And what's your phone number, Mr. Burden?
Well, I'm at 469-4889.
What phone booth is that?
It's not a phone booth. I'm visiting friends here.
Oh, I see. I should have said what bar, but that's all right.
Okay.
Thanks very much for your call, sir.
Okay, right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, shall we get back to business? Okay.
Say, are you really secure in your present job, or do you worry about future layoffs due to automation or approaching age? If you're between 30 and 65, even with a limited education, there could be a whole new future for you in one of the fastest-growing professions in the country, motel management. As a motel manager, you and your wife would live in a beautifully furnished apartment, rent-free, and utilities paid, besides earning a fine salary. If you qualify, the Motel Managers Training School wants you to train at home in your spare time for one of these desirable positions. The cost is low, and best of all, it will not interfere with your present job. When you complete your correspondence course, the Motel Managers Training School has a placement assistance department that will help you. Approved for veterans training, too. Find out how you can become part of this booming industry. Call Richmond 97076 or write to KADS, 5670 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles. The number for the free booklet, Richmond 97076.
From time to time, national audience measurement companies conduct radio listening surveys to determine the relative popularity of Los Angeles radio stations. When asked to what radio station you are listening, answer correctly. If you're listening to KADS, it will be appreciated if you tell them you're listening to the world's first all-want-ad radio station, KADS, K-A-D-S, Los Angeles.
If you live in Reseda, call KADS toll-free, 981-6200.
Doctor's widow will sacrifice elegant remodeled home consisting of three units with connecting doors, three patios, terrace, exotic garden, four blocks south of Wilshire on South Kenmore. Shopping center right around the corner. Close to schools, churches, and all transportation. Full price, $39,000. We'll discount $1,000 for cash. Oil lease included with purchase of property. For further information, call Dunkirk 44677. See this beautiful triplex for sale. Call the owner, Dunkirk 44677.
You are listening to KADS-FM, Results Radio in Los Angeles, 103.5 megacycles. And this is Bob Eklund inviting you to call now and put your instant want ad on the air without cost or obligation as a private party. The toll-free number from Los Angeles is
937-344-8975. And that area code is 213.
Yeah, and whereabouts is that?
That's in Tarzana.
In Tarzana. Okay, 344. And you're calling on our toll-free number, 981-6200.
Right.
Thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, could I ask you a question?
Sure, go on.
Do they, on your Sunday, you know, are you going to have instant want ads with music or just...
No, sir.
Just play music.
Music and live announcers.
What kind of music would it be like?
You got a surprise coming, haven't you?
You don't even know.
That's not true. You're jumping to conclusions there, young man. You're jumping to conclusions.
This jockey's on?
We're going to have another voice on which you've heard before, but not on live, that of Lou Emerson.
Oh, but everyone else works there? I mean, will they be in there like they have been?
Well, there's going to be a cut down in announcers, yes.
Oh.
Because we will have music.
Oh, yes.
There will be a cut down in the number of announcers that will be broadcasting to you. But that does not detract from the enjoyment that KADS Radio will be spreading over its 103.5 spot on the FM dial.
Mm.
No, you'll still enjoy the program very much indeed, I'm sure of that.
Oh, and I got a service. I forgot to say that I got a Sony stereo tape recorder, and if anyone wants me to record anything, I'll record it for a real nominal charge.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Inside the tape, too.
For instance, weddings.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Something like that.
Or you'll take air checks.
What?
Air checks. You'll record maybe even KADS Radio.
Yeah.
For a nominal fee.
Right.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Louis Barrington on KADS Los Angeles. When you're not listening to KADS, tune in Extra News, the world's first all-news station at 690 on your AM dial.
This is Extra News man Ted Work. And when you want the facts without the frills, remember...
News the minute you want it, Extra XTRA.
On the other hand, when you're not listening to Extra News, tune us in on your FM dial at 103.5. In Los Angeles, the number to call is Webster 71035. In Orange County, it's 523-2101. In the San Fernando Valley area, 981-6200. In the South Bay area, 679-1796. And in Long Beach, it's 537-1520. In Anaheim, the toll-free number to dial to reach KADS is 523-2101.
This is KADS Real Estate. Industrial property for sale. If you're looking for a choice location, or a warehouse, or other industrial site, we've just the place for you. This site is along the San Bernardino Freeway in San Bernardino, between an on and off ramp. 33,750 square feet in an industrial zone. So if you're interested, call 528-2256 in Placentia. That's area code 714. Industrial property for sale in San Bernardino. Call 528-2256, area code 714. Placentia, industrial property for sale, that's in San Bernardino. That telephone number is 528-2256 in Placentia. For more information, area code 714.
Are you a babysitter? Hey, I've got a job for you, if you are interested. Someone in Los Angeles is looking for a babysitter. The hours may not be quite to your liking, but there's $100 a month for you when you call Mrs. Moreau at 981-9577. She wants a babysitter. She is in the Los Angeles area, but the babysitter, I don't know how many days a week. I haven't got that listed here. It's from 6:45 a.m. till 4 p.m. I believe Mrs. Moreau is a nurse, and she wants a babysitter from 6:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. She'll pay $100 a month. 5 days a week, maybe. I don't know. If you're interested, why? Call Mrs. Moreau, please. 291. Where did I get that from? 291-9577. Let me repeat that number. 291-9577. She wants a babysitter, and she'll pay $100 a month. Give her our regards, would you, if you call her?
If you live in Englewood, call us now at 679-1796.
Here's something else you can buy on KADS Radio: a Fender Mustang electric guitar with two pickups and a Fender amplifier, which has a power of 15 watts. It comes in a hard case. The gentleman offering this for sale is Scott Flanagan in Huntington Beach. He wants $190 for it. Area code 714. Scott Flanagan's number is 536-3005. 536-3005 in Huntington Beach, and that, of course, is area code 714 for the Fender Mustang electric guitar with two pickups and a 15-watt Fender amplifier with a hard case, $190.
Alma Gordon just joined the big money movement. Moved her savings to California Federal. Alma's a widow with very substantial means. She looks for safety and good earnings. Nothing suits her requirements better than California Federal, the nation's largest federal. Savings yield 5.127%, the nation's highest yield on insured passbook accounts. When the 5% current annual rate is compounded daily and maintained a year. And there's a guaranteed way to earn an extra bonus. Another thing brought Alma to California Federal, too. The strength of assets over $1.4 billion. So maybe joining the big money movement is a good idea for you, too. You don't even have to have big money. Friendly California Federal Service comes in just one size for all accounts.
Save at California Federal's Reseda office at 18,260 Sherman Way.
Cads, you're on the air. Can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to speak about some lovely saris which I have with gold and silver borders, and they are handmade. They're just exquisite. It's a chance of a lifetime to see them only, and I would invite anyone over to come and take an appointment first and then come and see those saris. They're beautiful.
What is the fiber?
Pardon?
What fiber are these saris made out of?
They are made of georgette material, you know, somewhat like crepe material.
Mm-hmm.
But the borders are made of gold and silver thread.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just unique, you know. You may not have seen them at all, you know, because they're so rare and exquisite.
Yes, indeed. How long is the sari that you make? You make them yourself?
No, I haven't made them. You know, they are in my possession, you know, but I haven't made them. I bought them a very, very long time ago. They're sort of a family heirloom.
Oh, I see.
And they are very exquisite and beautiful. But
yes. Now, can you give us some idea? Can you paint a verbal picture of the sari? Can you give some of the colors, for instance, on the saris?
They are, you know, have pastel colors, you know, like pink, and I have orange color and yellow, but all the colors are pastel colors.
Yes.
Just beautiful colors, and then they have matching borders, but done in gold and silver thread, and there are various designs, you know, some designs are of bells.
Yeah.
And then they have designs of flowers and, you know, various designs. But they are handmade, you know. And
yes. Where were they made?
In India.
In India? The genuine article then, huh?
Right, right.
How long are they?
Well, the saris are about five yards.
5 yards?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
Will you show any listeners how to wrap themselves in the sari?
Well, if they come over, I can show them, I mean, how it's done.
Yes, yeah. there's a special way of wrapping themselves,
right,
to roll
right.
themselves around in the sari.
Right.
And I still don't have any idea about the fabric. Is it silk?
Pardon?
Is the fabric silk?
No, it's like crepe, you know, it's not exactly silk. But it's, you know, very delicate material, you know, georgette.
Yes, when you touch it, what does it feel like?
Very soft.
Very soft, like satin?
Very soft.
Like satin or velvet?
It doesn't give you the idea of satin, no.
Is it warm?
Somewhat like cotton.
Is it warm?
No, not
all right.
at all.
Somewhat like what?
Well, like crepe material, you know.
Yes, I see. Maybe. I'm not sure. How much do you sell them for?
Well, they range in, you know, about $100 to $500.
$100 to $500.
Right.
Per sari.
Right. Sorry, including the border, you know. The real value is for the borders, you know, not the saris themselves, because we've had them so long, you know. Borders haven't tarnished at all, and actresses, I think, would be just delighted, you know, to
yes, it
have
would
something
certainly.
Like this. You know, they're so attractive. I mean, someone has to see them, really, to believe what I'm saying, and there is not, I mean, no obligation to buy or anything. If they just take an appointment and call me at Xbrook 6, 7090, Xbrook 6, 7090. They can ask for Nancy any day after 5 p.m. and then I would be glad to arrange an appointment, and then they can come over and have a look.
This is in Santa Monica, is it?
Right, right.
In Santa Monica.
Right.
Yes, I can imagine that there are a lot of these stars that want to be extremely exquisite and exotic at the next party. Why, they can call you, Nancy, at 396-7090.
Right.
And be the star of the next ball.
It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable, really. I'm not saying this because it's my own possession, but anyone would say the same thing. I mean, it's just breathtaking, you know.
Breathtakingly beautiful Indian saris, the genuine articles are for sale. They have gold and silver borders, and they're in pastel colors, and their prices range from $100 to $500. Now, Nancy, do tell, how many of these do you have?
I have only five, you know, because I'm not doing business of these. These are my family heirloom, you know.
Yes. What is your nationality, Nancy?
Well, we are United States citizens now.
Yes, but you have an accent.
I was born in Bombay, India, and I had British citizenship prior to taking out the United States citizenship.
So they can buy the genuine article from the genuine person who can genuinely wear them. How's that? know all about saris. Yes, indeed. You know all about saris. Did you wear them in Bombay?
I didn't wear saris till I got married, and even then, for a very short time, I wore saris. Then I changed back to dress because I feel more comfortable, you know. But
in the dress.
You know, for evening wear or party, you know, they're just beautiful.
Yes, they certainly would be. How do you tie them together? What prevents them from slipping off?
Well, it's just the way you wrap them. You know, you tuck them inside, you know, your slip or something.
Oh, I see.
Half slip or something. You just tuck them in, and then they don't, you know, if you know the knack how to tie them.
Yes,
they never fall.
I've always wanted to, I suppose there's a little devil in me, I've always wanted to go to a lady who's wearing a sari, grab hold of the one end and start running. And spin her around like a top. That wouldn't work, would it? That wouldn't work.
What's that? I think you're playing a joke.
And that wouldn't work very well, would it? It's just as a little boy, I've often seen these saris, and my little mind started thinking now, how could I really play a trick on that lady? Maybe grab one of the ends and start running. She'd spin around like a little top. But the way you fold it counteracts any sort of gremlin that makes...
It's not that easy, really.
All right, okay. Hey, I do hope that we'll be able to steer a lot of people to you so that you can sell your saris.
Yeah, I would like to show them, you know, and then it's up to them, but at least I would welcome anyone to have a look at them.
Yes, and they can make an appointment with you, Nancy,
right,
by dialing 396-7090.
Yes.
And you live in Santa Monica.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. It's been a most interesting conversation. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Saris for sale. Sari, the Indian garment, being offered by someone born in Bombay. She'll tell you how to wear them. She'll show you how to wrap yourself in them so that naughty little boys like me cannot grab hold of one side of the sari and start running. It's a very, very unique and exotic type of dress. Nancy wants between $100 and $500 for the five saris which she inherited, the heirlooms. You're very welcome to call her at 396-7090. And, of course, you're very welcome to call me here.